KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
A Super Cub airplane is flying over the vast green, mostly treeless landscape of northwest Alaska near Nome. Biologist Sarah Hensley is aboard, using a VHF radio receiver to locate collared moose. She's tracking young moose to gain insights into the future of the overall moose population in this region. Antennas mounted to the wing struts pick up signals transmitted from their radio collars. The strength of the beeping signal enables Hensley to home in on the moose.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Trump is further complicating expectations about what his tariff policy toward the European Union will be. In the Oval Office this afternoon, reporters asked him about his social media post threatening higher levies on the EU. And as NPR's Danielle Kurtzleben tells us, Trump repeated 50%.
Trump said he's not inclined to negotiate that 50% tariff downward.
I'm not looking for a deal. I mean, we've set the deal. It's at 50%. But again, there is no tariff if they build their plant here.
However, when asked if there is anything the EU can do to avoid those 50% tariffs, Trump said that he didn't know and would see what happens. Currently, the U.S. tariff on goods from the EU is 10%. Trump said he would want the 50% tariff to start on June 1st. Trump imposed an array of tariffs on countries worldwide in early April, then paused them for 90 days. That means many tariff rates could ratchet upwards this summer. Danielle Kurtzleben, NPR News, the White House.
A federal judge has blocked the administration's attempt to revoke Harvard's ability to enroll international students. From member station GBH in Boston, Kirk Carapeza reports.
Harvard filed a complaint after the Department of Homeland Security told the university it can't enroll foreign students because it failed to provide disciplinary records. Harvard called the move unlawful and retaliatory. The judge's temporary restraining order means the university can keep sponsoring international students for now. Carl Tobias teaches law at the University of Richmond. He says Harvard has a strong case.
This eviscerates the international aspect of what Harvard does so well, bringing in the best people from the world.
Despite the injunction, experts warn the administration's attacks on selective schools like Harvard could hurt U.S. higher ed for decades. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Carapeza in Boston.
An airstrike overnight in Gaza killed 50 people sheltering in one home. Israel says its new military offensive is aimed at eradicating Hamas. NPR's Aya Batraoui brings us reporting by NPR's Anas Baba from the scene of the attack.
50 people from the Al-Darduna family were killed when an Israeli fighter jet bombed their five-story home as they slept. Around 20 bodies have been pulled out, several of them children. Relatives say another 30 are still missing and can't be reached. But this wasn't the only home bombed in this part of Jabalia, which is just outside an area Israel has ordered evacuated. While NPR's producer Anas Baba was documenting the rescue effort, another Israeli airstrike hit another home. Ayman Radwan, a resident of Jabalia, is among an estimated 10,000 people displaced across Gaza in the past 24 hours. He tells NPR he's leaving the north because there's no life here anymore. His shirt was stained with the blood of his aunt from an airstrike only hours earlier. Aya Batraoui, NPR News, Dubai.
It's NPR. A French court's found 8 people guilty of robbing reality TV star and businesswoman Kim Kardashian 9 years ago. 2 people were acquitted today. But no one's facing prison time in light of time served in pretrial detention. Kardashian had testified that during Paris Fashion Week in 2016, robbers dressed as police broke into her Paris hotel room, tied her up at gunpoint, and made off with jewelry worth millions. The iconic musician Billy Joel is canceling all his scheduled concerts because of a medical diagnosis. Here's NPR's Jennifer Vanasco.
A statement on Billy Joel's website says that he has a brain condition called normal pressure hydrocephalus. Excess fluid collects in the brain, leading to problems with hearing, vision, and balance. Joel is undergoing physical therapy, and his doctor has advised him to stop performing while he recovers, the statement said. He had been scheduled to perform concerts across the country with other artists, including Rod Stewart, Stevie Nicks, and Sting. Joel has been performing steadily since the 1970s. However, until recently, he hadn't released new pop music in decades. That drought ended early last year with his new single called Turn the Lights Back On, which he performed live at the Grammy Awards. Jennifer Venasco, NPR News, New York.
If the Indy 500 Sunday today was... First ever Weenie 500, a fleet of Oscar Mayer hot dog on wheels facing or racing on the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. The top dog was Slaw Dog. The Dow closes down 256 points. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Sony Pictures Classics, presenting Jane Austen Wrecked My Life, a romantic comedy about a woman who dreams of becoming a writer and experiencing true love while attending a Jane Austen writer's residency. Now playing in select cities.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sidkenap to Castle Cape, small craft advisory today. Today, north winds 25 knots, becoming northwest 15 in the afternoon, seas 6 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet. And Saturday, northwest winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, today north winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet. And Saturday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, today northwest winds 20 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet, and Saturday, northwest winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet with rain. Port Hedland and Nelson Lagoon, today variable winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet. Tonight, west winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet, and Saturday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, today northwest winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. And Saturday, southeast winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet with rain. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, isolated showers before 10 a.m., then showers after 1 p.m. Mostly sunny with highs near 49. Northwest winds around 10 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 39. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. And Saturday, isolated showers between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m., then a chance of rain after 1 p.m., increasing clouds with highs near 45, calm winds becoming southwest around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a low tide at 6:15 a.m. at 6 inches, a high at 12:21 p.m. at 5 foot 2 inches, and a low at 5:49 at 1 foot 7 inches. Your sun rose at 6:18 this morning, and your sun will set at 10:59, bringing us up to 16 hours and 41 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
In a fighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies, I met a strange lady. She made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women go and men wonder. Can't you hear the thunder? Buying bread from a man in Brussels. He was 6'4" and full of muscle. I said, do you speak my language? He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich. I come from a land down under, where beaters blow and mention her.
Ah. Fiber Plus Internet is now available in Sandpoint and King Cove. GCI offers high-speed internet in your community at the same plans and pricing as in Anchorage. More information is available at gci.com/internet.
Thank you. once more. Thank you.
Support for Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting comes from GCI. Introducing GCI Plus, internet and mobile to help customers stream, work, and connect without limits. Terms and conditions apply. Details at gci.com/gci-plus.
Tune in to KSDP 6 to 7 p.m. Sundays for the TED Radio Hour. The show features TED Talks, technology, entertainment, design, grouped and expanded for an hour of thoughtful new ideas.
Dreaming, yeah. I again. You said you would come and dance with me. Dance with me across the sea. We can feel the motion of a thousand dreams. Doctor, doctor, can't you see I'm burning, burning? Oh, doctor, doctor, is this love I'm feeling?
Gifts at night give such delight. We all leave before morning light. Please don't go. No, please don't go. 'Cause I don't want to stay here on my own.
Doctor, doctor, can't you see I'm burning?
Hard to